Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee. Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. I'm a bit excited today because that's literally all I'm going to say before I just hand over to Leah, because Leah's joined me. Producer Leah, as she, you probably guys have heard me talk about it, she's the brains behind this and make sure that it comes to air every week. So Leah is going to short, fast interview of me because I think I just take the reins too much and have rants. that's actually not been the feedback, but that's my own feedback. And then Leah said she'd come in and like shoot questions at me. And I was like,
I thought a rapid fire question podcast episode would be so fun.
I'm a bit scared.
Don't be scared. As I said, rapid fire. So you just got to hit me with what first comes to your brain when I say it. Are you ready? I feel like I need to have like a ticking clock in the background. I can put that later in post. Lucky I'm here.
I can't even make it.
All right. Now I'm not going to put in a buzzer for a right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong answers.
Oh, okay? God. Okay. Okay.
Now I wanted to start with the simplest of all questions, I think, just to kind of ease you in. Do you prefer tea or coffee?
Oh, this is obviously a fucking hard one. Definitely tea. No, of course, coffee.
And what's your coffee order?
Okay, so one coffee a day, right? Double shot, skinny cap. If I'm at, with like skim milk, if I'm at a coffee shop, if it's at home, it's just a double shot black.
So you only have one coffee a day?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. The whole marketing espresso is a lie.
Well, to be honest, I don't think I'd want to see you on any more than one coffee a day. Now that I know that you only have one coffee a day.
To be fair, it's rocket fuel. Like I have two shots.
True.
Like that's a lot. And especially like if I have it like black, like.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any siblings?
Yes. I have a brother and a sister, both older than me.
What is your favorite city?
Rome.
Favorite social platform?
Oh, look. Okay. From a wasting time point of view, Instagram. From a business point of view, LinkedIn.
First job?
Reject shop. Mm. I had to think about that.
Dogs or cats? I think we all know the answer to this one.
And puppy dogs. But I love cats too.
What's your favorite type of marketing?
I'm going to answer this in a real asshole way. my favorite type of marketing is when someone's really innovative. Like, shock me. Like, once I received this package to my office that was this box. And it was this like, it was the OG unboxing. And it was a maze within this box. Like, it was, like, all these different riddles and shit. And, like, it was a promo company that was trying to market to me. And I was like, that I will never forget. And I received that when I was 23 years old or 22. I am now way older than that.
That was just last week, Beck, wasn't it?
Last week. And I still remember that. So, like, it's been 15 years and I can still remember the intricate details of that. So that is my favorite type of marketing, the shit that makes you remember and or makes you cry.
Ooh, like the Qantas ads.
Yeah, 100%. Qantas, make me cry. You may like fucking lose everyone's luggage, but God, you can make me cry.
And that makes everything okay.
They make people cry because they can't get their luggage back. But to be fair, Qantas, you've never lost my bag. I'm happy with you.
Favorite thing to do outside of work?
Get into nature. I love trail running. Like, it's so hard. It's so hard. But there is nothing nicer than a trail run on a humid morning in summer when you come back and you're like, my clothes are stuck to me. I'm a bit feral and I know that I've worked real hard, but I've been in nature and I've just enjoyed everything about being human.
Oh, that's nice. Red or white wine?
Ooh, okay. Another dick answer. white wine summer, red wine winter.
Yeah, same with me. Yeah. Did you ever have another name for the podcast?
Oh, no, I don't think I did. I think I had the idea for the podcast and then the name came about, I think, because I was like, I can't even remember how the name, I was talking to my business coach about it. And then I was like, what about Marketing Espresso? And I think that was how it came. I've had some terrible names for different courses I thought I'd launch, but like terrible, like really shit. But we're not going into that.
What would be your last meal?
Oh, probably pizza. God, I love pizza.
Well, we've got to find out what toppings then.
Obviously ham and pineapple.
I was like, what? I mean, I love ham and pineapple, but I was like, I don't know if I would say that. That's controversial.
No, I'm totally kidding. That's why I said that. I would go, Supreme is my go-to, or like something similar vein. Mm-hmm. Like, give me
but some with meat. Pineapple?
Yeah, like, why not?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's I'm with you. I love pineapple on pizza.
What's wrong with, honestly?
I don't know.
It's not normal.
Okay, so pizza, do you always have to order a garlic bread?
Oh, no. Yeah. But I love garlic bread, but no, nah, generally, especially because I order pizza on my own quite regularly and I can't get through a whole thing of garlic bread on my own, right?
True. This is true. Okay. If you could interview anyone on the podcast in the whole world, alive or dead, who would it be?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I've got two people that just come straight to mind, and I know I'm not supposed to say two, but
it's fine. I'll let it slide.
Dave Grohl.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, obviously.
And Michelle Obama.
She's pretty special.
Yeah, and, like, look, there's probably heaps of dead people that I'd interview, but, like, they're gone.
Where would you tell someone to start in their marketing if they were just at the very beginning?
Just know who you're marketing to, I think, and understand them. So that you're really talking to them and on their level. Like, I think we worry so much about ourselves. It's never about us. It's always about them. And the more that we can talk to them, and, like, look, I'm guilty of not always doing this in my marketing too, right? So, like, we'll slip up from time to time, make it about us. But I think mostly making it about knowing, the one thing I would say is get to know that customer, like, understand them intimately.
Where were you born?
In Baulkham Hills, New South Wales. Good old Baulkham.
Do you know what time of day?
Actually, I don't. And this is annoying to my friends that are a bit woo-woo because we don't know if I'm Tories or Aries.
Oh.
Mm.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I always joke that if I'm still doing marketing in 5 years, something's gone terribly wrong. And it's a joke. It is a joke because, like, I do love what I do and I know that I have a skill. I don't doubt that. But, like, I don't see this being it for me. And I'm not saying, like, I see myself bloody being in the Peace Corps or, like, I don't know, like, changing the world in any major way. But I definitely would like to think that the work that I do and the work that I choose to do in the future will have ripples that does change the world for good. Like, I mean, I have this really big issue that I care about everything.
Yeah.
And I care deeply about it. Like, yesterday I posted about koalas on my story because I'm like, this shit is fucked. Like, why are we logging?
I know.
And the problem for me is caring about everything really makes it hard to drill down into what it is that you see for yourself and what you want. But I definitely see myself writing a book.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see myself... I talk a lot about women's rights and, like, not even from, like, a men suck, like, definitely from not a men suck point of view, but really getting this nice integration of everyone feeling seen, heard, validated, and everyone being equal. Like, I truly believe in it in my core. Like, and I don't think that it hurts anyone in this world for someone else to have the same voices they're allowed to have. So I'd like to think one day I would do something more to help that cause and also help. This is fully random, but in the future, I have this belief about dogs change. Like, I just think dogs bring people together. And I think that as a society, Western culture is really bad with aged care. I think that and I understand there is definitely a need for, like, aged care. I understand, like, there's, you know, obviously when there's, you know, things like Alzheimer's involved and things like people need help, people to help them care for their elderly. But I think generally as a whole, we're like, oh, just shove the parents in, like,
yeah,
aged care facility. And then, like, you know, we have these people that may have no family and no one visits them. And I'm like, that's fucking sad because they probably have the best stories and, you know, that they have the most amount of wisdom and we never ask them. We're so, and I'm not saying we shouldn't care about our children and all of those other things. Like, we should care about everyone. But I think that there's this whole forgotten piece around aged care. And I know even with my grandma, I didn't visit her as much as I wish I had of. Like, I was just a different person back then. I don't have many regrets in life, but I probably have a lot of regrets about not learning about her more and even learning about my dad more before I lost him. And I think the power of conversation and listening to our elderly, I'm not saying they're always right. Like some of the, you know, the world has changed a lot, but my God, do they have some stories, and my God, do they deserve some, they shouldn't live out their days being lonely. So like I have this, I want to start taking Toby around to like visit them and stuff. And, you know, you've got to get permission and stuff, but that's one of my goals actually this year, to start doing that. And I've said it out loud now. So I feel like it's going to come to fruition, but just, yeah, doing some more stuff. Community wise is probably where I see myself in 5 years. Like I'd like to make sure that I have enough money coming in to be able to do that, because the reality is if I'm broke, I can't do that. So yeah, in 5 years time, who knows, like maybe it will be like marketing, but in a different way. Or maybe it will be my book boomed and people like, this chick's got some smarts, we should just pay her to speak, because God knows I love to talk.
It's true.
And I do always say, like, if I could do one thing paid and that's all I did, it would be podcasting or like radio or something like that. You know, like, I've got a face for radio. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so I don't know, 5 years, who knows?
Watch this space then.
Watch this space.
Oh, well, thank you for your rapid-fire answers.
How good.
We'll have to share a red wine and pizza.
Oh.
And maybe we can order a garlic bread if we're going to split it.
100%. It's just the fact that I'm on my own, right? Like, so I embarrassingly order two pizzas because you got to have two different flavors, right? You get one from the traditional.
Half?
I've never thought of that.
Oh, my God, Beck.
Here I am spending a shit ton of money eating pizza for 3 days. That's a lie. Because I do so much running, I'll point out that I can demolish a medium pizza pretty quickly, okay? Like, it's not hard for me, and I'm not ashamed of it.
No, don't be ashamed.
Yeah, but that's why, because also garlic bread doesn't reheat very well.
No, that's true.
It's really the logistics of the garlic bread.
Okay. I'm glad that I'm glad we've gotten to the, you know, the bottom of the hard-hitting questions here.
Hard-hitting questions.
I did want to be a journalist when I was young. I'm glad I didn't follow that path.
Well, I feel like you could have, because this was great. I feel like you've really gotten to the core of who I am.
Thank you, Beck.
Thank you.
Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.